I think we're all familiar with the fact that Tisha B'Av is referred to as a Moed. Kiru Elai Moed, the Navi says. Moed, the translation of the word Moed is a festival. Now, I'm not sure exactly how we celebrate Tisha B'Av in England, but I can tell you that in Canada, it's not regarded much as a festival. I trust it's basically the same here. How do we understand the fact that the Navi refers to Tisha B'Av as a Moed? That's the title of the talk, the Moed of Tisha B'Av. Let's begin with a halacha. The Shulchan Aruch, Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, Simon speaks about Tisha B'Av. The halacha tells us as follows, that a person is not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. This is actually the favorite halacha of some people. A person is not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. And the reason for that is because the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Mesam Chele. Pikudei Hashem, the laws of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisharim, they are straight, they are right, and they are also Mesam Chele, they gladden the heart. And since, as we understand, Tisha B'Av is not the appropriate time to have our hearts gladdened by anything, we shouldn't be learning. But the halacha goes on to say that Tinoikish Obeis Rabban Mevutolim, or Mevatli Moisam, I don't remember the exact quote, but I think it's Mevutolim. It's Hashbar, Cheder Yinglich, children who learn a Cheder, Mevutolim. They are bottled from learning on Tisha B'Av as well. Because, ostensibly, since Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Mesam Chelei, since Torah makes everybody happy, and that would of course include Kinderlech, so we should not have Cheder on Tisha B'Av. There is a famous method of study which was developed in Yerushalayim a couple of years ago, based on the based on the Shitas HaMaharal, and it's called Maharal, the Derech HaMaharal, Maharal kind of a school. So they try to have school every single day of the year, Chol HaMoed, Erev Yom Tov, Yom Tov, Shabbos, but not in Tisha B'Av. They're saying halacha, Hashbar Mevutolim. So the Velt asks a kasha. I'm not sure exactly who the Velt is. There's this famous person walking about whose name is the Velt. The Velt asks the kasha. In Parshas Ba'aloischa, not that long ago, we read the famous Sukkim Vayhi bin Asaya Ha'oran, the Yemir Moshe. Right? Before and after those couple of Sukkim, there's a Nun. Nun Hapucha, Simoleos, Rashi says. These are Simoleos, little signposts that were created to be Mavdil, Bein Puronus Lupuronus, to set a demarcation between one negative part of our history and another negative part of our history. For right after the Pesukim, Vayhi Ben Sayah Aroin, we speak about the Chet HaMisoininim. Vayhi Ha'om Ki Misoininim Rabbi Ben Hashem, the Chet HaMisoininim. So Vayhi Ben Sayah Ha'oroin speaks about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection of Kal Yisrael through Torah. So we want to divide between that and the Misoininim, so there's Anun Hafucha. But before that also, before Vayhi Ben Sayah Aroin, there's also Anun Hafucha, and that is because there was a problem before this. It says, Vayisu Mehar Hashem Derech Shloshes Yomim, the Kal Yisrael left Har Sinai Derech Shloshes Yomim. What is the significance of that pasuk? So the Chazal tell us, and Rashi, I believe, brings it down. Ketinoik habareach mebeis ha-sefer. The Kal Yisrael left Har Sinai with the same mood, exuding the same kind of an atmosphere as a tinoik habareach mebeis ha-sefer, like a child who runs away from cheder. Kumtos, based on that Chazal, that a child doesn't really want to be in school. And they could be accused of all sorts of things, but one of them would not be that they are overly joyful to be in school learning Torah. So the Shaila is in this halacha, it says, Tashbar Mevutolim. of the mitzvah batel zayin, that you have to suspend little children from learning Torah on Tisha B'Av because of the simcha. So the shaila is, what about the fact that it says ketina chapereich in beis hasefer? So the Taz has a mahalach. The Taz holds it's not because of the simcha that the children have from learning Torah. It's from the simcha. It's because of the simcha that the melamed has in teaching the Torah. Somebody obviously sees the fallacy in that and just rang the phone immediately to lodge protest. So, Azoy Le'ev Tataz, because of the simcha that is derived by the melamed in teaching Torah. So there's two questions on that. Question number one, there's a halacha in Yeridaya, Shin Pei Dalet, Hilchos Avelus. The halacha is, if a malamed is sitting in Avelus, he's sitting Shiva, we are not supposed to suspend Cheder English from learning Torah because of the malamed, who is needed. So although he's in the midst of his Avelus, the mice of the world is not knowing the fetus halacha, is manenu. For whatever reason, maybe there's other people can do the same job instead of him, but whatever the case may be, the halacha is that if a malamed is such as the kinderlich tzrichim loy, need him, and if they can't learn from him, even though he's an avelus and they're not going to be learning Torah, then we're not supposed to suspend them from learning. He's supposed to teach them though he's in the middle of his own avelus. Which means the avelus of the malamed is not as chashuv as learning. So that's one kasha in the Taz. If the reason that Tashbar our bottle on Tisha B'Av is because of the simcha that the malamed derives from teaching them, that makes no difference. That should make no difference. Because we should still not suspend the children from learning. Because the avelus that the malamed is supposed to have is not as chashuv as the mitzvah of teaching them. And we see that from the fact that if even if it were real, genuine, personal avelus, which is the highest madrega of avelus, he's still not supposed to be bottle from teaching them. It's a little bit more difficult to understand. And the second kasha on the Taz, and if anybody happens to be in chinuch, they will appreciate the second question even more than the first. There's Gemara Baba Batra, the famous Gemara of chinuch, the chot, the palach of beis. One of the things that the Gemara tells us about chinuch is that the malamed has extra schar when he gets to olam haba. Which is a good thing because he doesn't get terribly amount of schar olam hazeh. But when he gets to olam haba, he gets an extra measure of schar. And the reason being because of the tzar that he has in this world. The tzar, the daily tzar, having to teach cheder English, is such that because of that, he deserves greater schar later on. That means to say that one does not really have that much simcha from teaching children. So again, this question on the top. We should be mevakel tashbar because the malamed has a tremendous amount of simcha in teaching them. That's patently and empirically seen as not true. There's a svasemis that explains the word Hikudei Hashem Yishar Mitzam Kelei. Also the passage says Mishivat Nafesh. The Sotemah says that the Pasuk in Tehillim, what David HaMelech meant to tell us, is not that the words of Torah generate a kind of simcha or joy which we feel and is manifest and is observable and is the kind of joy that we might derive such as from a chatana or any other kind of a simcha. The joy is innate, it is concealed. The joy is derived from the impact that the Torah has on our neshama. Because whether we know this or not, and very often because of our lifestyle, we don't know this, but the neshama has a tremendous tshuka and hishtoikikus. It is very anxious to be connected to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So when a person learns Torah, whether he has tzar in the empirical way, right here and now, makes no difference. But deep down inside, there's tremendous simcha which is derived. Mesamchei Leiv and Shivat Nefesh. The hashpoh is on the Nefesh. It's interesting is the Orech HaShulchan picks up on this theme. He doesn't say it in the name of the Sfas-Emes. He doesn't have to. But the Orech HaShulchan says a similar idea, but he brings also a raya from the famous Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin. In Hilchos Gerushin there's a Rambam that says as follows. If a person is obligated to give a get to his wife, whatever the case might be, where based in determines that he must divorce his wife but he doesn't want to. So the halacha is, get me'usa, as we know, which basically means you clobber him. Is the word clobber ringed in England? I don't know. Very much so. Okay. So you clobber him until he says roitza ani. And he gives the get, and then she has the get. A little bit of a grotchka, as we say by us. A little bit of a controversy lately over a certain Beis Din which uses this a little bit too liberally, but that's a different parasha, maybe for a different time. But the Rambam wants to know how this works. A person is supposed to give a get midas, mirsonot. So how could he possibly be clobbered and forced into giving a get? He's doing it under duress, he's being forced to do something. That's not called mirotzon. So the Rambam says the famous words, and that is that deep down inside, the Yiddish kishke, or the Yiddish neshama, has a tremendous desire to do that which is right. If the Beis Din has determined that what he is supposed to do in this situation is to give a get, then his neshama, based on that psak, his neshama naturally has a desire to do so. So then why doesn't he? It's the Sa'or Shebi'iso, the surrounding circumstances, the things around the other contingencies in his life are preventing him from doing what he is supposed to do. So you clobber him. And the tachlis of the makos, the koyfenos, the tachlis of that is to do away with these other zaitika contingencies. So what emerges then is the rotten. So the Orech HaShulchan says this is the same din of learning Torah on Tisha B'Av. They're really the rotten of the yid to learn Torah, and whether the melamed has simcha or not, or even when the children, the kasha that we started with, the kasha on the children, the vayisum lehar Hashem. We see the children don't have simcha b'tzedes. They do. The melamed has simcha. Whether he'll acknowledge this or not, and the children, who certainly will not acknowledge it, but they also have simcha because this is the nefesh ha'yisraelis. This is the deep down basic essence of the year. To see he wants to learn Torah. The nefesh enjoys learning Torah. But Melan Tisha B'Av, if we learn Torah, it's an issa because he could Hashem Yisrael mitzam chelech. What we see from that side of the coin is that any kind of a simcha is forbidden on Tisha B'Av. Why? Seems like a silly question. Churban, Jewish desolation, suffering, grief, national grief, it's not a time for simcha. Not a time for joking around. So I'm going to learn with the Olim, the famous Gemara, which I believe almost everybody knows and has learned. Let's see where it is. Farhoya, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar, and Azar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yekiva, and Halkin, Bederek, and Shomukai, and Hamoyna, Shalroimi, and Mithalta. These four Tanoim, Rabbi Kiva being one of them, were walking not far from Rome, or might not have been in Rome, might have been another city in Eretz Yisrael, which was a Roman city. There were Roman cities such as Caesarea or Caesarea, etc. And they heard this palta, and the palta heard the Romans enjoying a festival. So they started crying. Rabbi Kiva Masache. He laughed. Omer lehem, "Nei ma'atem esachik." Why are you laughing? Omer lehem, "V'atem nei ma'atem boichim." Why are you crying? So they said, "Halo lekushim shemistachlim la'atzabim lekatan avodis kichom yoshim betach v'hashkeg v'anu beis hadin ragle l'kenu sorif v'esh v'lo nivke." These oivdei avodah zarah, these menuvolim, are sitting and enjoying the wonderful aspects of life, and our beis elokim burnt in fire, and we shouldn't cry. That's what they responded to Rabbi Kiva. Omer lehem, "Nah." I'll explain to you why I'm laughing. I'm laughing because of a kalvachomer. It's funny, I never felt compelled to laugh because of a kalvachomer. But Rabbi Kiva says, "I laugh because of a kalvachomer." If this is the lot in life for those who are Oyver Etzainot, these heathens and these savages, and this is what they get in their life, then Kavu Chaimer, what is in store for us who do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's why I'm laughing. Shuv pam achas hayu oyvim liYerushalayim, kibin shegiyu laharabayis, laharatzaykim rabbi kori bigdeyem, so the Torah Kriya, kibin shegiyu laharabayis, ro shuol, sheyotzim beit kot sheyakadoshim, hitzkulahim boichim, rabbi kibin mitzachik. Baita the Zohar B'maisa. Same people, they saw a fox roaming about in the Harabayas, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they started crying, he started laughing. So the same exchange, slightly different terrors in the end, Mitnema Omriloi, Mitnema Atem Mitzachek, Omriloi Mitnema Atem Boichim, Omriloi Malkim Shukosuvoi, the Hazar Korav Yumos, stated in the Torah, that Hazar, who goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is immediately Chayiv Misa. Yashar Shualim Hilkuboi, Loi Nifke. Of course we have to cry. Or Malahem, so this isn't a Kalachim, it's a different Svar, Lekachim Mitzachek, Nechziv, there's two Nebuahs. The Nebuah of Uriya, Voidu Le'edim Nemonim, it's Uriya Akoyim, it's Chariyoi Ben Yivarechio, the two Nevi'im are mentioned in the same post in the different periods of history altogether. But the Torah is connecting the two Nevi'ahs. The second Nevi'ah is one of forecasting a beautiful situation where the Kedim is Kedim will sit in the streets of Yerushalayim. And the one of Uriya is a terrible one, where the streets and the shetach of the Yerushalayim will be plowed over like a field. So actually, this time in the Vosar Shal Uriya, he used to miss Yerush, like this time in the Vosar Zachariah. I was always concerned that the Nebuah of Zachariah, of the beautiful Nebuah of Zakenim and Zakenis Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim, would not be fulfilled. Until I now saw that the Nebuah of Uriya was fulfilled. Akshav Shin is Kaim and the Vosar Shal Uriya, which is connected to the Nebuah of Zachariah in the same Pasuk. I see that Uriya's Nebuah is being Mekuyim, Biyaduah Shin Nebuah Vosar Shal Zachariah is Kayemis. The Lord Shin Adel Omer Lois and said, you know what? Akiva Nechamtonu, Akiva Nechamtonu. So they're masking that this is reason for laughter and Nichum. So, what we see from this Gemara, by the way, the Marshal learned in the Gemara, we shouldn't understand that the Rekiva did not cry. Marshal says there's no something that Rekiva cried as well. He said what evolved in the Rekiva was from the crying evolved laughter. As I learned the Marshal, it wasn't a complete dichotomy of an approach. He cried and then he laughed. But what comes up in this Gemara is that somehow, even though we are contemplating the concept of churban, desolation, they're still mocking for simcha. Where even those three other Tanoim who were crying initially said in the end, Akiva Nechamtan, you are Menachemas, we understand your laughter, and perhaps we can even assume that they laughed along with him at that point. Kiro Lai Moyed, the Moyed of Tisha B'Av would therefore generate a notion whereby we should laugh, we should be happy. And it seems to be contravening the concept that we delineated earlier, that this one should not have simcha. The Oruch Lener is Mavdir, this Gemara, explains this Gemara and explains to us what the simcha was really all about. Because one can ask about the Gemara, one can ask the following question, for example. Right? Both little encounters between Rabbi Kiva and his Chaverim entailed a projection of what's going to happen in the future. In the first little dialogue, Rabbi Kiva said, if this is what the Sinai Yisrael get now, then Allah has come and come, we will, Lashon Osi, in the future, we will get sometime in the future. And in the second exchange, now that the Nebu of Uriya, that Shualim Hilchuboy, that Tzion Sodeh Techra, Techoresh, the streets of Yerushalayim were plowed over. That was Mekuyim, that I understand that the other Nevuah of Zechariah will be Mekuyim again in the future. So the kasha that one might ask on this is, no, Rabbi Kiva, I understand that there will be reason in the future to laugh. But why are you laughing now? How can we be Mesameach now on the basis of the fact that in the future there will be some aspect of Simcha which we will understand at that time, but now? Those kind of gaidin, that we can ask on this Gemara. The Aruch there said that really there's another underlying reason for the simcha that was experienced by Rabbi Kiva. The underlying reason is Shashike Chamosa Be'etim Ba'avonim. Rabbi Kiva was saying, you know, the Beis HaMikdash was not destroyed. Stam Azoy. He made Lo Yonu V'Lo Yishan Shami Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael deserved this kind of a situation, it's because we deserved it. We deserved it. There's something in what we did which was wrong. And everyone is aware, of course, of Kamtzah by Kamtzah. The Gemara Shabbos goes through 8 different reasons, 8 different times for the Churban. We tend to emphasize only that one, the lack of Achdus. But there's other reasons. Shebitlu Batashbar, Neut Mechavet HaMidichachom, and there's a whole Gemara, 8 different reasons for the Churban. So Klal Yisrael deserved it. But the point is that they did not only deserve that they had their Beis HaMikdash destroyed, they deserved Kilia. They deserved themselves to be decimated. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. He wrapped up all of his wrath and directed it specifically to the Beis HaMikdash, and he spared us. So Azoy learned the Aruch HaShulchan, that's really the underlying reason why Rabbi Akiva, although he cried, like the Marshal learns, but that's the underlying reason why he ultimately laughed. He laughs and says, Baruch Hashem, we have reason to laugh because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out his anger on the Beis HaMikdash, from Eitzim V'Avonim, trees and stones, and left us at peace, more or less. Because Baruch Hu started to be Mavarach Chal Yisrael with an element of Shalom, which we all need in these days. That we still have. So Rabbi Kiva was mitzachek. Azoy learned the Aruch HaNer. The Chassam Sofer in his drasha says the following. The Chassam Sofer says, there's a Gemara in Tainis, a famous Gemara, that says, Kol HaMitz'abel al Yerushalayim Zoyche V'Roya B'Simchosa. Translated, anyone who grieves over Yerushalayim, Zoyche V'Roya merits and sees the Simchat Yerushalayim in the end. So the Chassam Sofer says there's something grammatically incorrect with this expression, with this statement of Chazal. So that's the Stein. It should say Kol HaMitz'abel al Yerushalayim, someone who today on Tisha B'Av grieves Yerushalayim during our lifetime, Yizke the Yire, in the future he will see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Simchat Yerushalayim. What does that mean? Zoyche v'roya, that he now merits and he now sees it. Teretz says in some Sefer, if 2,000 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael still grieves over the Beis HaMikdash, then this is the Simchat Yerushalayim. The Gemara is not referring necessarily to the actual binyan. It doesn't say Zoyche v'roya b'binyona. It says Zoyche v'roya b'simchosa. So from the fact Kol HaMitz'abel Yerushalayim, the fact that Klal Yisrael, the Yidden, can get together and be Mitz'abel Yerushalayim, oh, this is the simcha. That is the joy that we can grieve. They say over a story, I don't know if it's true, of Napoleon. The Napoleonic Wars was during the life of the Sansaifa. When Napoleon was on his way east to conquer all of Europe, and ultimately to try to conquer Russia, and it was on Tisha B'Av, and say he was in a town, and he heard moaning and groaning and crying and weeping from a certain Malcolm. So he asked his people to come and to find out what that was all about. And the witness out was a shul, and even were sitting, and they were sitting over Eicha, they were over Kinnis, and they were talking, being Mitz'abel al Yerushalayim. They came back and they said, this is what is happening. They described to Napoleon what was going on. So Napoleon says, I don't understand. They were crying about a building that was destroyed when? So this is in the early 1800s. So it was approximately 750 years before that. 1,750 years ago, that's when the building was destroyed. They're crying about that building now? Yeah, so it says, this is an eternal people. That people will never be destroyed. It came out of the mouth of Napoleon. Of course, we know that that's Kaka the Emmer. But the Yesoid, I don't know if it's Shach to speak about the Yesoid and Napoleon II. Over the inhalt, the content, the idea behind Napoleon's words were exactly what the Chassam Sofer says. If Klal Yisrael can enoch out misabel sein, if Klal Yisrael can still be misabel so long after, then this is a sign and it's a reason for genuine simcha. And can sein. Like the Chassam Sofer, this is what the Kiva was being misabel about as well. He saw that we are being misabel in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Kiva lived a century after the Chorban. It's not 17th centuries or 18th centuries, but it's a century. And he saw that there will always be this link between the Jewish heart and between the Beis HaMikdash. This is the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. The nitzchis of Klal Yisrael is we don't allow Golus to overcome us. So he was nitzachik. Dawned on me once to say that Klal Yisrael has Golus in its national gene. I'm not talking about the trousers. The gene pool of Klal Yisrael's geboit is based on Golus, because we know where Klal Yisrael was born. Klal Yisrael was born mitoch Golus. It was born in Mitzrayim. So this is part and parcel of the fiber of Klal Yisrael, the fabric of Klal Yisrael. Mela, we are not gesrashit. We may not necessarily enjoy being in Golus, but we're not endangered by it. And one of the manifestations of that is the fact that we're misavol in Yerushalayim. I'll share one more thought. I was told to be a yekka, but I think we started 2 or 3 minutes later. I'm not right. I have 3 or 4 minutes. Chazal tell us, kol dor, every generation, shaloi nivna beit hamikdash b'yomo, so the Beit Hamikdash was not built in that door. Any generation of Yidden in which the Beit Hamikdash was not rebuilt, ki'ilu nechrav b'yomo. It was as if the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed in that generation. That, of course, potentially puts a lot of guilt on our shoulders, because so far it hasn't happened. But the Sfatemus asks, not only in our door, but go through all the doors of history. Is it not shy that there were doors in Klal Yisrael where there were tzaddikim who were great enough that in their schus the Beit HaMikdash should have been built? The Rambam, the Dilnei Goyim, the Baal Shem Tov, it's a fail. I mean, go through the list. It was not shy that there was a door that was so meritorious that the Beis HaMikdash could not have been rebuilt in their schus. But like, oh, the Sfatemus asks, he invited. Are we then going to red zichain? Are we going to convince ourselves of something which is so unlikely, and that is that we are going to be able to steig hecher, to rise to a higher level than those previous zayrus that in our door the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt? What does Chazal mean to tell us? So he said, the pshat is different. The Golus has to be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan for Golus. The whole Arichas and the Maral, and that's a chisrael of what the plan of Golus is, what the reason is going to be. The greater the Gula, the greater the Golus. But the point is that every door in the Golus has to contribute its chelik to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. There will not be a single door which will be so great that in the schus of that door, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. Every individual and every door, and it's the accumulation, it's the hitztabrus of all of the kaitas, of all the doors of Klal Yisrael, which will contribute to the ultimate din of Beis HaMikdash. Kol dor shelo nivna Beis HaMikdash b'yomav is a pshat, any door which Cholim v'chas did not live up to its obligation of its own contribution to that master plan, kilu nechrav b'yomav, that it's as if it contributed mamish to the churban Beis HaMikdash, because each door has to do what it is supposed to do. We all have the potential, we have the koyach to contribute. And another sotemis which I thought was connected to this, when Yosef HaTzadik reintroduced himself to the Shvatim in Parshas Vayigash, he says, Ani Yosef Achichem Asher Mecharsem Oisim, I am Yosef your brother whom you sold. Great sotemis. Is Yosef interested in insulting his brothers? Is he interested at this point in time? Doesn't it seem unlikely that now he's going to want to be mekatre to find a reason to incriminate them? Asher mecharta moisi. Why is he mentioning that? Zug des Vatem is a beautiful Yisoid. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to carve out two new luchos after the breaking of the first, and to come back up, and Hashem said, I will write upon the second one, just like Kamikta Varishan Lajoyu Ala Luchos Arishayinu, Asher Shibarto. I will re-inscribe onto the second luchos exactly what was on the first luchos, which you broke. Asher Shibarto. Zugni Chazal, Asher Shibarto. Vosu Dipshat, Asher Shibarto. Yashukoyach Asher Shibarto. The word Asher is connected to the word Yishar. Yishakoyach, Asher, Yishakoyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Yashakoyach Shishibarach. For whatever the reason is, there's going to be better from the second than from the first. Yashakoyach Shishibarach. Whatever the reason is. But there is praise in the word Asher. Zal Buzak said this for Sanders, when Yosef Asabi said, Ani Yosef, Asher Mechartem Oisi, it's as if he said, Yishakoyach, Yashakoyach Shvatim, Yashakoyach, my dear brothers, that you sold me in Mitzrayim, into Mitzrayim. Because now I see in retrospect that all of the trials and tribulations that I experienced, and the Klal Yisrael will experience, all are meant and intended to build, through their accumulation, a great chus, a great Jewish profile, a great Jewish destiny, or to build nitzchis. Asher mechartem oisei, Asher koyach kindelech, that you sold me to Mitzrayim, because this is now going to be the foundation stone for the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. So the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael, as we mentioned in the previous Vasemes, is going to be propagated by every one of us and every door of Yidden, and every Yid in every door contributing his chelek. So I ask you, could there be a better reason in the world to be Mesameach? Ot Antishabov, the very day that we take grieve, and we're not supposed to experience other kinds of simcha, because the halacha that we learned earlier is that even regular Limud HaTorah, and even Tanakh Shalai Zerabam, because it's Mesameach Menefesh, you shouldn't learn. So any other kind of simcha is not appropriate for Tisha B'Av. But there is one kind of simcha. It's called a moed. It's called a festival because there is one kind of a simcha. The Jew is supposed to be Mesameach on Tisha B'Av through the grief that he experiences. And that's not a paradox. He's supposed to be Mesameach that the grief contributes to the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. It is a sign of the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. And he's to be Mesameach because he knows that he is chelik, he is a part and parcel of Ador, which does its share for the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, and may talk to be the Rosh of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the next year we will not have to be Masbir in what sense it's permissible or even appropriate to be Mesameach on Tisha B'Av, but the Simcha will be obvious, like Chazal say, that all the Yom Tov will be Bottle, but Tisha B'Av will be the biggest Yom Tov, so the Eivish to help him, the next year we should talk to experience it in the full sense. Good.